except to themselves. "Whose side are you on, Mr. Wizard?"
"How many are there?"
"Ook? When I get off this horse," said Magrat, "it'll bolt. So can you ask your friend to let go of the bridle? He'll be hurt." "Ook?"
Probably not."
Magrat slid off. The horse, relieved of the presence of iron, bolted for about 2 yards. "Ook!" The horse was struggling to get back on its feet. Magrat blinked.
"He's just a bit annoyed at the moment," said Ponder. "One of the elves shot him with an arrow."
"But they do that to control people."
"He's not a person."
"Ook!"
"Genetically, I mean."
Magrat had met wizards before. Occasionally one visited Lancre, although they didn't stay very long. There was something about the presence of Granny Weatherwax that made them move on. They didn't look like Ponder Stibbons. He'd lost most of his robe, and of his hat only the brim remained. Most of his face was covered in mud, and there was a multicoloured bruise over one eye. "Did they do that to you?"
"Well, the mud and the torn clothes is just from, you know, the forest, and we've run into..."
"Ooh! Over elves a few times, but this is when the librarian hit me."
"Ook!" "Thank goodness," Ponder added. "Knocked me cold. Otherwise I'd be like the others."
A foreboding of a conversation to come swept over Magrat. "What others?" she snapped.
"Are you alone?"
"What others?"
"Have you any idea what's been happening?"
Magrat thought about the castle and the town. "I might be able to hazard a guess," she said. Ponder shook his head.
"It's worse than that," he said.
"What others?" said Magrat.
"I think there's definitely been a cross-continuum breakthrough, and I'm sure there's a difference in energy levels."
"But what others?" Magrat insisted. Ponder Stibbons glanced nervously at the surrounding forest.
"Let's get off the path. There's a lot more elves back there."
Ponder disappeared into the undergrowth. Magrat followed him and found a second wizard propped against a tree like a ladder. He had a huge smile creasing his face.
"The bursar," said Ponder. "I think we may have overdone the dried frog pills a bit."
He raised his voice.
"How are you doing, sir?"
I'll have a little of the roast weasel, if you would be so good," said the bursar, beaming happily at nothing.
"Why has he gone so stiff?" said Magrat.
"We think it's some kind of side effect," said Ponder.
"Can't you do anything about it?"
"What, and have nothing to cross streams on?"
"Call again tomorrow, baker, and we'll have a crusty one," said the bursar.
"Besides, he seems quite happy," said Ponder. "Are you a warrior, miss?"
"What?" said Magrat.
"Well, I mean, the armour and everything."
Magrat looked down. She was still holding the sword. The helmet kept falling over her eyes, but she'd padded it a bit with a scrap of wedding dress.
Yes, that's right. That's what I am," she said.
"Absolutely, yes."
"Here for the wedding, I expect. Like us."
That's right. Definitely here for the wedding. That's true." She changed her grip on the sword.
"Now, tell me what happened," she said, paying particular attention to what happened to the others.
"Well..."
Ponder absent-mindedly picked up a corner of his torn robe and began to screw it up in his fingers.
"We all went to see this entertainment, you see. A play, you know. Acting. And it was very funny. There were all these yokels in their big boots and everything, straw wigs and everything, clumping around pretending to be lords and ladies and everything, and getting it all wrong. It was very funny. The bursar laughed at them a lot. Mind you, he's been laughing at trees and rocks too. But everyone was having fun. And then... And then...
"I want to know everything," said Magrat.
Well, then there was this bit I can't really remember. It was something to do with the acting, I think. I mean, suddenly it all seemed real. Do you know what I mean?"
"No."
"There was this chap with a red nose and bandy legs, and he was playing the Queen of the Fairies or something, and suddenly he was still him, but everything felt... everything around me just vanished. There were just the actors, and there was this hill... I mean, they must have been good, because I really believed... I think at some point I remember someone asking us to clap our hands, and everyone was looking very strange, and there was this singing, and it was wonderful, and...
Ooh!
Oh, and then the librarian hit me,"
said Ponder simply. "Why?"
"Best if he...